the other side of the tracks. That is where I'm going to be. On the other side of that great divide between fame and fortune and me. Gonna put my shadows behind me, give my inhibitions the axe. And tomorrow when you wake up, you'll find me on the other side of the tracks. On the other side of that line, where the life is fancy and free. Gonna sit and fall on my fat divan while the butler comes and bottles the tea. But for now I'm facing the fences and I can't afford to relax, 'cause the whole caboodle commences on the other side of the tracks. So I am off and running over the rail. I'm going gunning after the quail. Off and running, send me the mail to the great big world on the other side. The great big world on the other side. The great big world on the other side of the tracks. On the other side of that line, where the life is fancy and free. Gonna sit and fall on my fat divan while the butler comes and bottles the tea. But for now I'm facing the fences and I can't afford to relax, 'cause the whole caboodle commences on the other side of the tracks. And now I'm off and running over the rail. I'm gunning after the quail. Off and running, send me the mail to the great big world on the other side. The great big world on the other side. The great big world on the other side of the tracks. To that great big world. To that great big world. To the great big world on the other side of the tracks.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Amina singing The Other Side of the Tracks, written by Cy Coleman, who was actually a piano student of my teacher at Juilliard. He was a fantastic jazz pianist, in addition to being a Broadway composer, City of Angels, Sweet Charity, etc. This next song is I'm Old Fashioned by Jerome Kern. I heard a recording of Rebecca Luker singing a traditional version of it, and having lived in Vienna for a while, I thought it would make a nice Viennese waltz. And when I added up all the tunes for this thing a couple of months ago, I realized that Ari was one tune short, so I wrote this one for her. So this is a waltz version of I'm Old Fashioned.
Such a clever one about the latest fads. I admit I was never one adored by local ads. Not that I ever tried to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. Old-fashioned, I love the moonlight, I love the old-fashioned things, the sound of rain upon a window pane, the stars.
So as Dan mentioned before, he is a big Nancy Wilson fan, And unfortunately, I didn't really know much about her before my time with working with him. But over the course of our rehearsal process, I've become a really big fan of hers as well. Unfortunately, Miss Wilson passed away over the holidays. And we would like to take the time now to pay tribute to her and one of her greatest hits, Guess Who I Saw Today.
You're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a quick martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you, for to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day too. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I went in town to shop for something new. I'd stop and have a bite when I was through. I looked around for some place near, and it occurred to me where I had parked the car. There was a most attractive French cafe and bar. It really wasn't very far. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner. And as my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, I saw two people at the bar who were so in love that even I could spot it clear across the room. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I've never been so shocked before. I headed blindly through the door. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? I saw you.
Guess Who I Saw Today, the song that really made Nancy Wilson famous, one of my favorite singers. I was very sad when she passed away just a couple of weeks ago. This next song is from a show called The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. It's a show that a lot of you probably haven't heard of, but it's a treasure trove of great tunes. If you watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, as my wife does, she's binge-watching it right now. You've probably heard Cyril Richard, this famous London actor, sing, "On a wonderful day like today." That's from Roar of the Grease Paint. It's just one great tune after another. This next tune is actually sung by a children's chorus in the show, and it's, to tell the truth, it's a little bit creepy in the original version. But I took it out of its show setting and sort of made it more of a maternal lullaby, and I think it works way better, just my own personal opinion. But anyway, this is Becca singing "There Is a Beautiful Land."
Red is is the color of a pretty jewel box. Orange is any orange on a tree. Yellow's the color of a bag of lemon drops. Green is a piece of seaweed in the sea. Blue is the color of the sky in summertime. Indigo is a Siamese cat's eyes. Violet's the color of a flower in wintertime. These are the colors of the rainbow skies. There is a beautiful land where all your dreams come true. It's all tied up in a rainbow, all shiny and new. But it's not easy to find, no matter what you do. It's not on top of a mountain, or beneath the deep blue sea, or in London Zoo, or in Timbuktu, or in Timbuktu. And if you traveled the world from London to Peru, there's no beautiful land on the chart. It's where everyone wants to be, but it's nowhere that you can see, for the beautiful land. Thank you. chained. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love, 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 just the way you look tonight, tonight. Just the way you look, the way you look, just the way you look.
The way you look tonight in five, and also in 7/8. My hat is off to Ari for learning that. That was hard. Billie Holiday was famous for singing Good Morning Heartache. She performed it as a straight-ahead sort of jazz ballad, kind of swinging it. But it was poignant because she was Billie Holiday, and she had gone through so much tragedy in her life. I thought there was the most heartbreaking thing about the song to me is that it just feels like time has stopped. And that's what I was going for in this arrangement. So here is Amina singing my arrangement of Billie Holiday's Good Morning Heartache.
As well. hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Good morning, heartache. Good morning, heartache. Sit on
down. 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb, but people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, many times the worm had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me. Wanting you, said I was reaching for the moon, but oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how, but ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at quite a few people listening to this radio broadcast wanted to be here tonight, but the auditorium here at the Palmer sold out quickly. So we are going to do this concert again next year in the new recital hall just across the way. All are welcome, and it will be a free recital with likely some new tunes. Dan said to say it'll be, quote, the event of the year, so look out for it, don't miss it. This next piece was arranged for Leah Meniker in 2008 and is arguably one of George Gershwin's greatest songs, Someone to Watch Over Me. There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still, we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's a big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. And yet, I'd like to add his initials to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me.
Thank you very much. I need to thank some people. This is going to be our last number next. And first of all, thank you to my wife for literally everything. Couldn't do any of this without her. Thank you to Craig Johnson and Jeff Hughes in the back. Jeff actually produced the WPSU Spotlight for all the years. And he made me sound great every year. And I owe an immense debt of gratitude to you. Thank you to Joyce for being so persistent, because I said no a lot of times, and I wish I hadn't, and I've had a lot of fun. This is great. And above all, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, it kind of just hit me like a bolt that I'm older than all three of them put together. and I was like, oh, how did that happen? But, a lot of years ago, when Arthur Rubinstein is sort of my idol. He's like the greatest, and he made a recording of the Brahms chamber music with string quartet when he was in his 80s, and it was the Guarneri Quartet, brand new quartet. They're all really young guys, and I remember reading in the liner notes that Rubinstein was older than the Guarneri Quartet put together. I'm like, what? That's insane. That's crazy. How could that be? And now here I am. But I have to say that these three young ladies are stone cold pros. I absolutely. Yeah. And, I can't wait to do this again with them next year. None of them are graduating. They're all going to be around next year, so we're going to do more of this. This last number, I was trying to figure out what to end the program with, and one of my favorite composers, aside from Jerome Kern, as you could have guessed from the show, is Adam Gettle, and he wrote this amazing show called Floyd Collins, and it's about a guy, a cave spelunker, who tries to make money selling access to caves in Kentucky, and he ends up getting caught in the cave, and he survives for a while when his brother brings him food, but he ends up dying, and at the very end, this song, he's actually moving on to the afterlife. And at the very end of the song, he starts yodeling. And through the magic of theater, his yodels come back exactly two bars after he yodeled. And it sort of builds up. And it becomes this most magical, beautiful ending of any show ever, really, except maybe Light in the Piazza, which is also by Adam Gettle. But I figured, how cool would it be to have three people singing the yodeling live echoes instead of electronic? So that's sort of where I started it from the end, and then I moved backwards. Shouldn't say all that. I mean, one time Maury Esten, I asked him there was this one song about two orange moons, and I was like, how did you ever come up with that idea for that song? And he said, you like the song? I go, I love the song. He said, all right, that's all you need to know. He said, Dan, if you ever write anything, don't show them how the sausage is made. Just do it, and if they like it, they like it. So I'm not going to say how I came up with the idea. Anyway, this is How Glory Goes from the end of Floyd Collins, the musical.
Is it soft against your face? Do you feel a kind of grace inside the breeze? Will there be trees?
Is there love?
Is it warm? Does it hover on the ground? Does it shine from all around, or just from you?
I can see so far.
That was Dan Riddle and Friends, recorded live in January 2019 at Palmer Museum of Art on the University Park campus of Penn State as part of Jazz at the Palmer concert series, supported in part by Friends of Palmer Museum and Fred and Judy Sears. Thanks for listening to WPSU, heard at 91.5 in Warriors Mark and 106.7 in Altoona.